Now I'm going to hand over to Mr. Shaful Islam, who is the director of the Bangladesh High-Tech Park Authority and who is going to make a presentation about the high-tech sector in Bangladesh. And I would remind you that we're running half an hour late already.
So much. Good afternoon, everybody. Actually, to be the last presenter, there is some advantage, but lot of disadvantage also. Honorable Senator Madam J.K. Dormedi and her teams and His Excellency Dr. A.K. Abdul Munem, MP, Honorable Minister for Foreign Affairs, Bangladesh, and His Excellency Ambassador Bangladesh in France, and the representative from Bangladesh France Forum, ladies and gentlemen in the room, I welcome all of you in my presentation for High Tech Park Authority. And the government has the vision 20 digital Bangladesh and vision 2021, and our government has set up four pillars, that is digital government, connecting citizen, human resource development, and IT industry promotion. And I'm not going to detail because all have been discussed earlier by our expert presenter. And one thing that Bangladesh High Tech Park Authority was established in 2010. And our responsibility of the High Tech Park Authority is to exploit the high tech industries for its economic growth. And our main target is to promote investment, generating employment, and targeting the export. That is the simple three things that we could look. And now currently we are developing 28 high-tech parks and software technology parks as well as in our country. And by this time we have already developed 13 lakh SFT infrastructure space for the investor. For the investment, and now 108 tenants are operating their business in government high-tech park and software technology park, and we have created 13,000 employment, and it is not only by the government, in government high-tech park, also by the software technology park operated by the private party. And land and space is now ready in our high-tech park. And if anybody, any investor is interested, then we are ready to allocate the land and space in our park. And this is, I'm showing some infrastructure that we have developed. It is one of the building in Bangabandhu High-Tech Park, Kaliakot. That is our one flagship project. And this is another building. And this is another building, and another building is going to complete. And this is one of the software technology park. It is the far from the our capital city, but it is very good infrastructure, and 82% of the space has been already occupied by our ITITS company. And this is another park. It is the model, and it is in Rajshahi, far from capital city. And this is the incubator. We are also creating incubation facilities, and establishing incubator in university, because we know from university graduates are coming, and they are the future entrepreneur in our country. So we are supporting, government is supporting startup to create a startup ecosystem in our country. And this is also to High Tech Park one model. It is going to be established in seven places, and it is going to 12 places of the country. And what is our strength? Our strength is that has been already discussed, that a huge population and affluent the middle class, and one thing that our power and internet is going to the rural areas. So demand is increasing. So it is creating the demand of the digital device. So there is the opportunity for the investor. That one is skill, human resources, that I could only share too, that a primary level, 17 plus million student is in our primary level, and higher secondary level, 10 million, more than 10 million, and degree and university level is more than 5 million. It is the, in Europe, three or four or five countries, the population could be like that. And 1 million is in technical and vocational trade. And the investment environment that already discussed that submarine cable, about the submarine cable. And I want to only share the rate. What is the price? The space rate is $0.4 per square feet per month. And 4 to 6 square feet, if that is per year, that is for the land. And electricity charges inside the high tech park, that is 0.07 USD the dollar, and bandwidth charges 4.8 the dollar per megabyte per month. And we are giving the long-term lease agreement, 40 years, and it is extendable. And government is supporting the upcoming innovation ecosystem, and we are creating the infrastructure, university, and government is also supporting the fund as venture capital environment is, there is some lackings in our country. So government is supporting a fund in idea, pre-seed stage, and growth stage also. And in high-tech park, each and every high-tech park and software technology park, we are providing the space for the startup. And we are also giving the mentoring and training facilities. And it has already discussed, I'm not going to make any repetition about the preferential policy. But one thing that for the individual investor in high-tech park, much more facilities than other organization. And what would be the area of cooperation that the people could think about the investment in IT, ITS sector, biotech, and the manufacturing, and innovation or R&D, and startup. And also, the human resource development in emerging sector. In short, this is my presentation. Thank you, all of you, for your patience hearing. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup à vous tous. Maintenant, nous allons appeler Madame Lana Ravel et sa collaboratrice. Je ne sais plus trop. Excusez-moi, je ne connais pas le nom. Pour nous avoir quelques échanges.
So we're going to call on Madame Lana Ravel and her colleague in order to respond to businesses. Lana Ravel is in the MEDEF International, and she has been kind enough to take over from the international director, the Asia director at MEDEF International, who has been unable to be with us today. So thank you very much, Lana, for stepping in at short notice.
Monsieur le ministre, monsieur l'ambassadeur.
Mr. Minister, Mr. Ambassador, ladies senators, colleagues, thank you very much for allowing me to speak for MEDEF International. We don't have much time. I'm going to be very succinct. But first of all, I would like to present the MEDEF International, above all for the Bangladeshi delegation, who doesn't perhaps know what we do. We are a non-profit organization which helps French businesses to become established in foreign countries. We are present in 85 countries in Eastern Europe and North America. The goal is to establish contact between French companies and public decision makers and help French businesses to reinforce their presence overseas. And so this is a collective game, and this which leads us to make a French offer, which we bring together upstream and downstream. MEDEF International has had relationship with the country since 2013. We've already visited Bangladesh once with a business delegation. And in 2011, we had their finance minister, but in 2007, we had the honour of hosting the visit of Madame Sheikh Hasina, the Prime Minister, when she met with French businesses. So we've had a relationship as dated from 2003, and we're going to go back to the country in 2020. The exact date is yet to be determined, with in concordance with the French embassy, which is going to develop a program for us. The goal of that program will be to meet the members of the government, to exchange with the public and private ecosystem in Dakar, but perhaps also in a second city, because often we go to capital cities, and the political and administrative capitals, but we often like visiting economic capitals. We have an extension in Chittagong. This is something that we can perhaps look at together with the French embassy in Bangladesh. But the essential message here is that we're coming to Bangladesh in 2020, and we hope that between now and then we'll be able to attract French businesses and raise their awareness with regard to the expectations in Bangladesh, but also communicate around projects currently underway in the country. And this is what leads me to my second point, because there are some companies who are already here in the room. Perhaps if you want to speak and talk about their projects or ask any questions, after all the interesting presentations that we have seen, both by the French and Bangladeshi guests, it would be interesting to hear your questions. Sorry, first question here. Please, there's a microphone which should get to you shortly.
For inviting us with you, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. So I am the owner of a French company having subsidiary in China, Bangladesh and India and Eastern Europe. We are not a big company. We are a big company, but not like those you have nominated in your various presentation. We are being in Bangladesh since 15 years, paying every year up to 4 million taka taxes with a few staff, very well educated, very smart, very efficient. If I wanted to talk to you, is because I feel that once again the small companies like us, sorry, I'm a bit impressed by all these people around, and especially such high level, but all these small companies like us, I feel that they are not giving you the interest to tempt them to develop more. I saw all these very nice incentives like EPZ or EZA, but what about a small company? How can she go there? How can she invest there? Other than the fact that I invited our Bangladeshi staff who didn't get the visa, that's something I would like to talk with the French embassy in Dhaka, if there is any representative. Mr. Je pense avec vous. Other than the fact that the VIE system, but you are not responsible for this, has not anymore the same advantage. But we want to develop in Bangladesh, but also help the small companies. Small streams also make the ocean, not only the big rivers. So can we exchange after? At print. Right.
Okay, merci, madame.
Thank you, madam. And so I think they will answer you directly after the session. So you'll come and speak to Mr. the Ambassador directly afterwards. Monsieur L'Enfant is also here to help you with the question of visas. Any further questions? Perhaps amongst the businesses who are present and who are well established in Bangladesh, perhaps Total is here, Suez, Thales, here in the room, if one of you would like to speak. Hello.
My name is Philippe Magnier, and I'm the chairman of a French company which has subsidiary in all continent. We are a small company like you. Okay? And we are specialized in avoiding explosion of electrical transformers. And I know in Bangladesh it's a big problem. I think approximately 500 people have been killed within the last 10 years. For five years, and you had a lot of transformer explosion, which has provoked enormous loss of production, of cash, which has destroyed installation. So we are proposing to the French consulate to help you to define a standard to avoid transformer explosion. So we could do that in agreement with Mr. Pierre-Henri Lenfant. And I think it's a big concern for Bangladesh because it's one of the worst cases. I mean, it is due to the expansion of the country. It is due to the investment. It is due to a lot of things because all the grid has to be, implemented. And I think we are in good position to help you for that. And Mr. Pierre-Henri Lenfant, I think, has planned to organize that. So we can help. That's all.
Does that apply directly to you? Oh, wait. Oui. Well, après.
Not a question.
Maybe just if you want. Okay. Est-ce que vous avez d'autres peut-être contributions, questions peut-être?
Any further questions or contributions? Any other companies? Bolloré? Any other of the companies who are represented here in the room? Sorry, that's off mic. Okay, thank you, everyone. I think we can conclude. Thank you very much, madam. What I can see, because obviously in a country which is developing so fast, there are always safety and security-related problems. What we have were able to see when we were there with Jérôme Durin were the considerable efforts that were made by businesses with regard to the security of their workforce. We were able to note the developments that have been effected. There's a problem, if you like, because the businesses that are producing in Bangladesh, purchasers hope that the prices from Bangladeshis will be similar to those where they had not begun making genuine efforts with regard to safety and security. Now, they are investing to bring themselves up to standard with regard to the safety of their personnel and to give them confer other advantages on them, with the result that the production costs are higher and their products are higher. That is an issue for them. So the entrepreneurs that we were lucky enough to meet on site told us that we should help them. And he says, okay, we're ready to make these investments and we can absorb a part of the costs, but we can't absorb all the costs. You can't buy prices from Bangladesh prices back when we were producing in a country which was genuinely with level of safety and security was very low. But with all the presentations that we've seen and from what we have seen, we're seeing that Bangladesh is developing extremely fast, and you have to understand that these countries will no longer be able to offer products at the same prices as they could previously. And so in as much as we want to help countries that are developing and to avoid the risks which were previously to be confronted, we'll have to accept that we will have to pay a little more expensively for the products that they produce under better safety conditions and standards. In any case, thank you very much. I'm going to hand over to Jérôme Durand, my colleague, senator, who is president of the France-Bangladesh Friendship Group, who is going to conclude this afternoon's sessions. So, Lady Minister, Mr. Ambassador, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, after this afternoon of discussions, I have to conclude. Mr. Minister, your presence in the Senate aujourd'hui, dedicated to the development of our economic relations, is the proof that France is expected in Bangladesh. Ladies and gentlemen, you will have understood. French businesses will be well hosted if they want to invest, produce, export, and contribute to the development of Bangladesh. When we went to the country, as Jacques Romédy has just said, the French entrepreneurs we met presented a positive image of the country, highlighting their perspectives and the potential for growth, which are very considerable. I believe that it was confirmed this morning by the economic presentation which we received. So everything, the lights are all green. Due to demographics, but also development, due to the development of a very big middle class, very few countries are seeing a growth rate of around 7% per year. My colleague Jacques Deramidi said at the beginning of this colloquium, there's so much to do in all areas. I'm talking about infrastructures, roads, facilities, urban transport, waste processing, sewage networks, and water networks. We also visited water processing facilities, which provide water to some 70 million inhabitants in the capital and the surrounding area. France can really produce its expertise in order to answer all these needs. There is a growing interest in the middle classes for consumer goods, cosmetics and fashion, for example, but also for high technology goods produced elsewhere. All this should lead us to leave, we, like China, India, or even Germany, to become interested in these economic zones that have been described during this afternoon. The presence of a public and identified stakeholder, the authority in charge of the economic zones, can help you in your approaches and help you to overcome the difficulties with which you can be confronted. And that should encourage people to invest. I hope that the call has been heard and that you, at our next visit to Bangladesh, we will see an economic zone invested by France. Bangladesh offers very attractive economic assets for our businesses, not only in terms of the cost of the workforce, but also the development of a middle class. Of course, Bangladesh has to make part of the effort needed for success, but I believe this is the right moment, as Jacques Omedi has just been saying, to invest in that country. I think as well, above all, in the development of and the improvement of the business climate, but also the working condition of the employees. We visited a textile factory called Vertex with 4,200 employees, Himayatpur, which is tending to be compliant with standards, security and safety standards with regard to working conditions, social dialogue and environmental responsibility. We've seen that these transformations are underway, and we are sure these businesses will be certified CSR. We were very sensitive, aware of the work that has been done, particularly in the textile sector, in order to respond to the demands of consumers in that area. And I would like to repeat what Jackie Omedi has been saying with regard to the importance of being ready to pay for the efforts in that regard being made in Bangladesh. And we'd like to propose that we develop a parliamentary cooperation with Bangladesh on those subjects. Bangladesh can count on our friendship in order to support you. There is a history of friendship between our countries. Franco-Bangladesh friendship has a beautiful future ahead of it. And so I'd like to thank everyone for being present here and for the engagement that they have proved. I wish you great success in all of our projects in Bangladesh. Long live Bangladesh and long live France.
Bien, merci à tous, notre...
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. This forum is ended. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for the interest you have in Bangladesh. And above all, talk about Bangladesh around you. It's a country which has a fantastic future. Lots is going on there. We mustn't miss out on what is happening. We have to be leading the pack. Thank you all.